Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 6, 2016. I am Jason Powell on ProWrestling.net today. My full review of TNA Impact Wrestling, John Moore's Impact Wrestling hit list, Chris Jericho comments on WWE acknowledging the Roman Reigns suspension on television, and we should have the delayed WWE Raw ratings available later today. They were just pushed back due to the Independence Day holiday in the United States. Don't know if we'll have the Impact numbers. I'm really looking forward to seeing those. But if not today, then I would think tomorrow, maybe even in the morning. They tend to catch up on the Nielsen side of things. The big story of the day is TNA's final deletion. Drones, holograms, violins, Senior Benjamin, Roman candles, Willow, broken Matt Hardy. Hey, love it or hate it, TNA played this right. They got people to watch who haven't been watching Impact on a regular basis, at least in a long time. And even those who didn't watch the show seem to be seeking it out today. They created a buzz about their product. And again, love it or hate it, this worked. It's a stunt. It's a spectacle. I'm the same guy who took one look at Broken Matt and said it's one of those characters that you hope is not on television when a non-wrestling fan enters the room. And I stand by that initial reaction. But they've turned the tide. It's become something so outrageous that now, if a non-wrestling fan were to mock it, I think a lot of wrestling fans, or at least those who appreciate this insanity, would gladly defend it. And I know there are plenty of people in TNA who have worked hard on this. Matt Hardy is the guy who deserves credit for the vision and for just making this insane character work. He was doing some of his best work, I felt, as the Big Money Matt character. I hated to see that character go. I felt like TNA took the title away from him prematurely. And he easily could have continued to play that character. It wasn't like it was running out of gas. It was basically a new character this year, and he abandoned it quickly. He really went against the grain, and even released a video. I'm paraphrasing, but I think he said he was basically trying to target casual fans with this Broken Matt character, and I think a lot of us just kind of shook our head going, I don't see how this is going to work. It has. Not in the sense that people are tuning in droves all of a sudden because of Matt Hardy, but it's been a gradual build. And we'll see what the viewership numbers are for this show. This took balls. Matt deserves a ton of credit for it. If you're looking for a first half of a 2016 MVP for TNA, you can make a case for Lashley or Drew Galloway, even EC3. But my vote definitely goes to Matt Hardy. Not even close, just because of what he did early in the year as the TNA champion, and then what he has done since then by just once again, reinventing himself completely with this Broken Matt character. I think the key to this angle's success is the follow-up. And I'm not talking about follow-up by Broken Matt and Brother Nero. I'm talking about how TNA follows up. They have people's attention now. Did they do enough on this show to get people excited enough to keep watching everything else? You know, the viewership numbers this week and I think next week are going to be interesting. Let's see where they're at in 4 weeks. Let's see where they're at in 6 weeks. That's the real trick here for TNA. And even if the numbers are down this week, if they didn't get a big boost for whatever reason for the whole final deletion thing, I still think let's see what those numbers are like next week too, because there's buzz about this clearly today. There's a lot of buzz about this, and so but it goes beyond just this week and next week. It just can they maintain whatever number they build up to if they do get an increase, and I suspect they will. So obviously the big question, can TNA capitalize on all this attention? And I think had this angle taken place throughout most of TNA's run, I would have said no, because creatively they were a mess. But I've been singing TNA's praises for the last 6 months now. It's been 6 months. You can go back and listen to countless examples in audio or check out my live reviews on ProWrestling.net. TNA is a much better product in 2016, and it's the best stretch they've had creatively in some time. And it's not because of a bunch of final deletion type stunts. They are light on depth, and it was exposed at Slammiversary, but they've done a very good job on Impact of spotlighting six wrestlers: Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, Drew Galloway, Lashley, EC3, and Mike Bennett. And those are the acts that carry the show. The tag division has something with Decay, but they don't have anything else going on. The X division is still a mess. They have a bunch of guys who need better characters, and they're just performing a bunch of meaningless flips. It's too bad. The women's division, was a mess not all that long ago. It still kind of is, but they've made some progress. They're introducing some new characters that were really needed. And so if you were someone who tuned in for last night's Impact and you saw the street fight and you thought that's an example of what they've been doing in the women's division, no. They have other things going on. It's going to take some time, though, for those characters to gel. But the point is, there's a lot of work left to be done in TNA, but the main storylines are typically well done. And there's been really a strong focus on the TNA Championship as it relates to those six wrestlers. Matt and Jeff have kind of strayed off into their own thing, but they were also involved in this at one point. They just had their eye on the TNA Championship. Six guys really, fighting over that championship. Guys who aren't in the title picture still talking about it. They've done a really good job there. And I really hope that this was a turning point for TNA, because they did deliver 6 months of entertaining television, and it was just enough to get them to around the 300,000 viewer mark, give or take. Maybe the insanity of this whole final deletion thing is going to be the trigger that they need to actually get people to start paying more attention and notice that, hey, creatively, this is a better product. Unfortunately, they have yet to announce any type of change regarding their status on Tuesday nights, with SmackDown moving to Tuesdays and going live in 13 days. I got to wonder, will TNA push back the start of their show by an hour, move the last hour out of primetime? It's risky. You're asking wrestling fans who have some weeks watched 4 hours of a WWE pay-per-view, followed by 3 hours of Raw, followed by 2 hours of SmackDown, to stick around and watch two more hours. It's pushing it. But will they stay in this slot and hope that people flip channels during SmackDown commercial breaks and then stick around after SmackDown ends? That's also risky. And you have to remember that SmackDown is live now. Who knows if they're going to have an overrun? Raw always does. Will SmackDown have one? And if they do, then TNA is basically would be running unopposed for anywhere from 45 to 55 minutes. If you move to a new night, there's not that obvious answer. Wednesday, it's kind of overkill the amount of wrestling you're getting in the first part of the week. Thursday is a big night for TV, NFL football games, and all of that. And then Friday, my God, TNA can't make that mistake again like they did on Destination America. Friday was just a dead zone. I would hope they don't go back to Friday nights. But I also want to see when will they try to follow up on this final deletion thing with another Broken Matt and Jeff segment in 2 weeks to get viewers in hopes that they'll change the channel from SmackDown. I hope they don't. I'm kind of surprised, though, that they didn't, if they're going to stay on Tuesdays, that they didn't sit on this for a couple more weeks and then try to get those SmackDown viewers to change the channel. I think they would have had some success. You already have those wrestling fans watching television, and then, hey, that's right, the TNA's got that wacky thing going on tonight. What's that all about? But I worry that TNA is going to think that this is the way. I think they can revisit this whole thing somewhere down the road, but pro wrestling companies have a tendency of finding success and then running it into the ground. And this could easily go from being this great stunt and just this unique, fun thing into being a big turnoff if they end up overdoing it and think that they're onto something that they can replicate time and time again. I do know this. Dixie Carter needs to back off. She was all over Twitter last night. She's soaking up the praise for Final Deletion. It's her right, and there's not every follower obviously dislikes her or anything like that. I just feel strongly that she's become the face of TNA failure. And I had somebody tell me I was being too negative. I really believe she's become the face of TNA failure. I wouldn't have her on the television show. I wouldn't direct people to her Twitter page on the television show. And I would just have her in the background as much as possible. And I know it's easier said than done. I know there are people in TNA who feel the same way. Problem is, she clearly enjoys the spotlight. But I wish she had the self-awareness to realize that she's part of the problem. She lacks credibility with fans. She can own the company, obviously, but I think she would be wise to remove herself from the public spotlight. I've said many times Mike Tenay became the voice of a bad product. It wasn't a knock on Tenay as a play-by-play voice. He was what he was. If you liked him, you liked him. If you disliked him, you disliked him. But the problem was he just became the voice of this bad product, and they needed a change. Dixie has become the face of it, and I would even argue more so than Tenay was the voice of it. It's a bigger issue. There's just people who see Dixie Carter, and I think their first reaction is to roll their eyes. Rhodes. Maybe it's not as bad with the casual viewer. It's not like they make her character out to be the brightest bulb on the tree. But I think for a lot of the diehard wrestling fans that TNA is trying to recapture, she is a problem. And I don't know that she sees it. And even if she does, I don't know that she will have the discipline to pull herself off television. I mean, she's back. She was gone for a while, but now she's all over this thing with Maria, Billy Corgan, and Mike Bennett. I just say the less we see of the face of TNA's failure, the better. Before we get into, I want to talk about Lucha Underground's executive producer's reaction, as well as rumors of Moose heading to TNA. But I also want to tell you right now about .NET membership. My full review of last night's TNA Impact Wrestling show is going to be available for members shortly after this show goes up, and probably may even be recorded by the time this show is available. If you were interested in signing up for membership to the ad-free version of the site, very simple. Head on over to the main page at ProWrestling.net. Once you are there, you will see the sign-up area. And once you get in there, three different pricing options. $7.50 per month will get you started. However, if you want to save yourself some money, there is also a six-month option that will bring the price down. And the annual option brings that price all the way down to an average of $5.50 per month. Great time to sign up. A lot going on in pro wrestling, as always. And we would love to have you here and see what it is we do on the member side of things. Obviously, you are into pro wrestling audio. We have a ton of it available. You're getting the all-access daily shows. Those go, what, you know, most days, and 10 to 20 minutes in length. We have full-length audio, so if you enjoy longer-form audio, it's a .NET Weekly audio show that I host along with the co-host. We've had, a lot of times it's a staffer. Sometimes we have Brian Fritz of Between the Ropes join me. We've had Jim Ross join me for that. Court Bauer has joined me. And just a number of different people who have taken part in the .NET Weekly show, our flagship show. That it runs from anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes in length. And the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, you guys hear some of them here on the all-access side. There are also member-exclusive editions, including one that occurred over the weekend. The guys, Will fell behind on wrestling. Real life got in the way. They chatted Game of Thrones for a while. I enjoyed it. I got a big kick out of it. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, it's not something we do often where we veer away from it. Will and I once did I think we did it like an hour discussing Star Wars, The Force Awakens, because we were both so giddy about that. We clearly label them. We don't do a ton of non-wrestling. It's almost exclusively wrestling on the member side of things. But once in a while, if the mood hits us, we'll have some fun, and that's what the guys did. But again, if you're interested in membership, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. And if you ever have any questions on membership or anything else, hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet, or feel free to email me directly. The email address is dotnetjason@gmail.com, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Let's get back into it. Lucha Underground executive producer Eric Van Wagenen lashed out in reaction to TNA Impact last night, the final deletion angle or segment, whatever you want to call the match. He writes on Twitter shortly after this aired, quote, "Execution is everything. Sorry, guys. Nice try. This is Impact Wrestling creative right about now." And then he, end quote, he had a image of a person saying, "I'm an effing idiot." And it was kind of the uncensored version of effing, but I'll keep it clean here for you guys. Hey, look, with all due respect, Eric, shut up. If he's trying to stir up some attention for himself and Lucha Underground by being controversial, okay, I get it to some extent. I don't necessarily think it's good attention. Look, the Hardy segments filmed in camera, and both of them were inspired by Lucha Underground. I think it's obvious, just as I believe that whatever WWE is doing by having New Day visit the Wyatt family compound is actually inspired by the Hardy segments. So, yeah, it all kind of goes back to Lucha Underground. And I just don't know what good Eric thinks he is doing by coming off petty. Something that a lot of people were applauding or having fun with. And I think he just should have taken the imitation as the sincerest form of flattery approach to this. But he has not followed up with anything at last check. We'll see if he does. I guess if nothing else, he's getting his name and Lucha Underground's name out there today. Finally, Moose Ojinaka, expected to debut in TNA next week. Word kind of leaked online today. MLW's Twitter page reported that he had signed, but then they pulled back on it. And Moose has publicly denied signing. The word is that he has a number of offers out there, hasn't signed anything. Okay, here's the thing. I think he is going to TNA, and could be, likely as early as next week, I would think. I definitely believe he will. And here's the way this just typically works when they want to surprise people and word gets out. They tell you that he didn't sign. He hasn't signed anything. They adamant both sides, both the wrestler and the company will deny it. And then after the guy debuts, well, technically, he hadn't signed yet. It came together at the last minute. And so then the reporter gets to go out there and put that out and try to save face, I guess. We'll see. I mean, I guess it's possible he hasn't signed, but I would be surprised. I mean, TNA has a strong offer out there. Could be a contractual ploy to get people talking about him, to get other parties to up their offer. WWE had interest. They ended up deciding not to sign Moose due to the fact that he has a domestic violence arrest in his past, and so they just shied away from it. And I don't know how they didn't know this before. Moose played in the NFL. You can do a quick search for Moose and find out details on that. So I'm not sure. Maybe it wasn't an issue until all of a sudden Adam Rose and Jerry Lawler occurred. But I don't want to make a big fuss over this, but it's not like WWE doesn't use someone on their network who has a history in that regard. And so I don't know why they care about it. But as far as Moose and TNA is concerned, the whole idea, if they're trying to make this a big surprise, the problem I see with it is that it's not a great one to the masses anyway. I think word of this leaking, or at least the potential of him going to TNA, is more helpful than harmful. TNA loves surprises, though. I think everyone in wrestling does enjoy pulling off a big surprise. I get it. But there's times when they don't make sense. And I think this is one of them. If Moose walked into the Impact Zone, yeah, the broadcast team would make a big fuss over it for the television audience, but I have a feeling that most of the fans in the Impact Zone would have been clueless as to who this guy is. I mentioned he has an NFL background, but it's not like he was a big name. I'm a huge football fan. Spent nearly 5 years of my life writing, covering the NFL on a fantasy side of things for fanball.com, but I didn't know who he was when word got out that he wanted to become a pro wrestler. And so I think that should tell you something. Not a shot against the guy, just he wasn't like a household name. He wasn't a star player. So, I mean, the fact that he played in the NFL, they should go ahead and exploit that, make a big deal out of it. But it's just not like the average football or wrestling fan is going to instantly know who he is. The other part of this, he appeared in Ring of Honor, mostly. That's been his history. His exposure is limited, and I know, they aired on the same network, and it's not like no one is going to know Moose, don't get me wrong, but I think if they had this belief that Moose was going to walk into the Impact Zone and the crowd was going to go crazy, I think they're fooling themselves. At least now, fans are going to have a chance to get familiar with the guy. If they're aware of this rumor that he is TNA bound, they can brush up on this guy, and now they can be excited. If I were TNA, hell, I'd blow off the surprise. I'd tell people, yeah, Moose is coming to TNA. We just signed former NFL and Ring of Honor star Quinn Musso Jinaka, and I would play it up big time, get people excited, especially when people are talking about the deletion today. And if you can get some highlights of the guy, cool. If you can't, that might be difficult, but you can certainly put the image out there, and you can question, okay, we know he's coming. What is he coming for? What are his plans? What to find out on Tuesday if he's going to be on that particular show. But so far TNA is just not saying anything about this publicly. They may want to still pass this off as a surprise, and I don't think this is one of those things that needs to be a surprise. I think if you put the word out there, you can actually do yourself a lot of good. Hey, everybody, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Take a moment, rate and review us on iTunes, anywhere else that allows such reviews for that matter. It's always appreciated when you help spread the word about this podcast or ProWrestling.net in general. Give us a quick retweet when I run the link on the Twitter feed for our various podcasts. A big thanks to everyone who has already shown your support in that manner. I'm not sure what the plan is tomorrow, but I do know Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge have the Friday slot, and they will be talking about Progress Wrestling. Looking forward to us getting the guys' impression of that British promotion. That is going to be available on Friday. It's normally going to be a member exclusive deal. It's the first one they've done, and we just kind of want to give people a feel for what the guys are doing, and so you can kind of follow along with Progress Wrestling with them. That'll be coming up on Friday. But that is going to do it for now, everybody. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon. Take care.